Since the dawn of time, man has competed and relaxed.
Prank number 117. Dress as a repairman and go into an office building. Bring a toolbox with you that is filled with fresh fish. Walk through the offices looking for some vague heating problem that you are there to fix. Talk to as many people as possible. Make a point of talking to those people who are most offended by the smell for a long time. Result? You will stink like hell in an office area. Continue the revolution.
Hey, kids, all the way from Pickleville, the Gilchrist Foundation presents the Stinky Onion Game.
Here they come in their flying tomatoes.
For 2 weeks only.
Off they go into the sky.
At the U.S. Amphitheater, Highway 48.
Riding a vegetable is crazy, but the Stinky Onion Game must try.
Bring a can of mom's food and get in free.
Here they come in their flying tomatoes.
Everyone is the same.
Off they go.
Help Bucky the Beaver catch the spirit.
Join us for our celebration. What's in store? What's in store for the Stinky Onion Gang?
Wow, what a show. Hey, kids, come out to the parking lot later and you can meet the Gilchrist Foundation and get inside the Flying Tomato. Catch the spirit.
Ken Burns, creator of the Civil War series and the baseball series, now presents a blockbuster special about America's most controversial war, Vietnam. Using a cast of Hollywood's biggest stars, Ken Burns brings to life the drama that was Vietnam. Through news footage, still photographs, and letters to home, Ken Burns brings us inside the tormented conscience of America. Listen now as TV's grandpa Walter Brumley, star of Houseful of Old Folks, reads this patriotic letter from a young ROTC student.
Dear General Westmoreland, it has always been a pleasure working with you in the Army. It is always a privilege to work under an inspired commander. I, like you, was born to protect this great country of ours just like you, in whatever land they send me to. And this war has been an honor because it is a cause I strongly believe in. Respectfully submitted, Private Buzz Panipchuk, ROTC, Lincoln Falls Community High School.
Ken Burns, Vietnam, coming Wednesdays in August on PBS.
The following is a holiday public service announcement from the ruler of hell.
Hi, folks! This is Satan, just wishing you all a safe and happy holiday season. It's great to laugh and have fun with your friends this time of year. Heck, down here in hell, things are up for grabs. But if you've had too much to drink, then stay off the road, asshole! You get behind that wheel, I'll rip your spine out. You'll burn for eternity! Stay alive! Don't drink and drive! Sex, sex, sex! I'm a beast!
Tell us your name and your job.
Kurt Schneider, and I'm the CEO of the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters.
So, what's special about the Globetrotters?
Numerous things. The first and most important thing about the Globetrotters is that we are Americana. For 85 years, this brand has been entertaining everyone in America and overseas, unlike any other entertainment or sports company or franchise that's ever lived. Why do I say that? Because you ask anyone in the world about the Harlem Globetrotters. A, they all get a smile on their face first and foremost as soon as you say Harlem Globetrotters. B, they try to whistle Sweet Georgia Brown or hum it sometime. Most of the time they get the tune wrong, but that's okay. And C, everyone has a Harlem Globetrotter story. And all of their stories are positive. You can't say that about any other sports franchise or entertainment property ever. So that's what sets us apart to begin with. The only thing that sets us apart is we're a guaranteed memory maker and a guaranteed good time for your family. If you come to the game, you're going to have a great time no matter what and for the entire family. Again, no one else can say that. So we're sort of the warm and fuzzies meets cool and fun all rolled into one.
Now, we're in training camp right now. Why do you have a training camp every year?
We have a training camp because we have a lot of rookies that come in. Every year, we look at the end of the season, we look at our roster, and we rate all of our players. We say it takes three things to be a Globetrotter. You have to be a great basketball player, a great entertainer, and a great person. And if you're not all three, again, we're selling Wholesome Family Entertainment. If you're not all three, we need to look elsewhere. So we love our players, but sometimes during the year, we'll get some new rookies in. Either guys will retire, or they'll move on, or we just have a different place for someone else. We want to bring someone in. So we have rookies that come. But also, we want the guys to understand the new plays we're putting into place. You know, we have those feisty generals that we play every night, and they've been trying to beat us since 1971. So we have to put some plays into place to ensure that we keep that winning streak going, and that's what training camp's all about.
Let's all just sing and dance, so follow our lead and you'll be fine. So don't be a stick in the mud,
don't let life pass you by.
It's the same old crack of shit, you're bored,
life sucks
and then you die.
Wily clowns have given me the slip. I suppose I'll just retire to the study and have some cognac.
Number 106. Go into an upscale supermarket and go up to any well-dressed customer, preferably a businessman. Ask him if he works there at the store. When he replies that he doesn't, insist that he does and ask him where the whole wheat bread is. If he gets angry at your insistence, then tell him you will pretend that he doesn't work there if he will just tell you where the whole wheat bread is. Continue until the first punch is thrown. Goal, you'll have started a fight in the supermarket. Continue the revolution.
The new spiked watch. Give it to your enemies, kids, and ask them what time it is. The giant 9-inch stainless steel spike attached to the watch face will blind them instantly. Just when they go to read their watch. Coming soon, the Spike Popsicle.
The Ken Burns Vietnam series continues now with one of Hollywood's biggest playwrights, Thomas Elton O'Fay, author of Diary of a High School Queen and Houseful of Torch Songs, reading this heart-wrenching letter from a Marine stationed in the Vietnamese jungle to his girlfriend back home. Listen now as Thomas Elton O'Fay executes the emotion of this letter perfectly.
My cherished Susie, I can't believe it was last January since I saw you. I see you every day in my mind, so it's like you're here. The fighting here is chaos. We go out on search and destroy missions every night to cause hell in those spooks. I never know if I'll make it back at camp each night. Everything at night is danger. Every sound, every hole in the ground, every silence is the enemy. It makes you paranoid and you have to fight off the hallucinations. I've seen too many guys lose their shit. Even guys you thought were strong just snap right next to you for no reason. And then you have to hold them down and slap them. Put your hand over their mouth so they don't give your cover away. And you just hold them down like you're gonna kill them until some medic comes along and jabs a needle in them. I love you so much, Susie. Please pray to God that I don't go to hell for what I'm doing here. Love, Daniel.
Ken Burns Vietnam, coming Wednesdays in August on PBS.
Received March 2nd at 6:29 a.m.
Hey, Matt Walsh, I just want to say that, like, I have no fucking clue what you flipped out about. No fucking clue why you kicked me out, but it was fucking bullshit. And I think you're fucking an asshole, but I mean, besides that, I think you're a decent guy because you're friends of mine and you're friends with a fucking decent fiancé. But, end of the story, like, whatever fucking happened is bullshit, and I think you're a fucking asshole, and you can suck my dick, alright? Eat it, bastard.
Received March 2nd at 6:35 a.m.
Hey, Walsh, why don't you fucking suck my fucking cock, you motherfucking cock-sucking, dick-smoking dickhead? And, by the way, suck me off, dickhead. Fuck you.
Received March 2nd at 6:56 a.m.
Hey, Walsh, I just want to let you know that you can smoke my motherfucking cock, you motherfucking dick-smoking asshole. And, by the way, fuck you. And, fuck yourself, yeah, asshole, by the way. And, fuck you. And fuck your girlfriend, you motherfucking dick-smoker.
To erase, press 7. To save, press 9. For more options, press 0.
Whoa, 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 wh Hi. Didn't see you come in. I'm Matt Walsh. You know, I've been on The Daily Show for almost a year now. In television, that's an eternity.
Matt, you want to get out of my office?
Oh. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Just, do you mind? That's mine, too.
Oh, okay.
As always, pork chop safety was Nikki's number one concern.
I got home, and I was very hungry, and I was drinking that night a little bit.
And then?
I was tired.
I'm tired.
See, well, I can lay down for 10 minutes.
You know? Great, you did the right thing. You got the open flame.
Right.
You got the grease and the sparks. Right. You've had a couple drinks. There's no reason to be around that.
Right.
Okay. Then what happened?
I fell asleep.
And then the unthinkable happened. A pork chop fire. Nikki was certain to become another pork chop fire statistic.
Thanks for coming, guys. Let's get this status meeting of Kevin's subconscious going. Kevin's impulse purchase. Two words. Plasma TV.
Ooh.
You run that by the missus?
Ah, figured I'd surprise her.
All right, Kevin's spiraling paranoia. Go.
Did anyone check the market yesterday? Maybe we should eat in tonight. Maybe we should eat in every night. I mean, maybe we should just stop eating altogether.
Duly noted. Kevin's procrastination. You're up.
Same as yesterday, we still need a will, along with a plan, and a vision, and a path to that plan. So I'll keep thinking on it. Next, Kevin's best interests.
Maybe we should focus on some of the more tangible issues in our not-too-distant future. Things like private school tuition for three, the assisted living for Connie's mom and dad, getting the portfolio more in line with our goals.
Plasma TV!
Well, good progress today, fellas. I'll update the minutes and make sure everyone gets a copy.
December 16, 1921. Last night, I was honored with the Nobel Prize in Theoretical Physics. This worldwide recognition has given me the opportunity to bring hope to a war-ravaged world. I vowed to myself I would work like a dog at this. And now, it's 10:30 in the morning and I'm just getting out of bed. I did get up early, around 8 a.m., but I just lied in bed for a while and then jerked off. Got to stop masturbating. It makes me too lazy. Stop it, Albert. Stop it.
In a house atop a hill in the darkest corner of your mind lives a man consumed by his master and spirit that's most unkind. Every day he prays to die of.
Every time he hears the cries of blood for Kilgore,
flesh for Kilgore,
song for Kilgore, chorus for Kilgore, love
for Kilgore,
lust
for Kilgore,
hate
for Kilgore,
sex for Kilgore.
Time in the book of inheritance.
championship, and now it's time to party hardy. And what better way to celebrate than with the righteous taste of Scrapper non-alcoholic beer? Moms like the 0.02 alcohol content, and kids will learn to like the taste.
I'm real proud of you boys. To the best team in the 8 to 10-year-old league.
Why don't you and your kids share a drink that both of you enjoy the taste of? Beer. Why not reward the Scrapper with a little Scrapper? Scrapper, the non-alcoholic beer for kids and grown-ups. Scrapper now comes in convenient juice boxes. So, Mom, pick up a 12-er before the game.
Scrapper! Scrapper! Beer is great for kids!
The Ken Burns Vietnam series continues as Hollywood actress Sandra Glickman, star of TV's Temple Full of Nannies, House, reads this chilling letter from a combat-weary soldier to his kid brother back home in Kansas. Listen as Sandra Glickman becomes that soldier.
Dear Margie, Mom wrote me that you were thinking of enlisting in the Army when you get out of high school this year. Don't you dare think of it. If I can leave before you graduate, I'm coming back home to Kansas City and kicking your ass. I will kick your ass so hard you won't ever be able to walk into some recruiter's office. It's a fucking hell over here, and you're just a dumb fucking kid. Don't think that you're some badass who's gonna come over here and win the war. You won't. It will eat you alive. You'll be jerking off in your foxhole every night like every poor motherfucker over here, trying to imagine he's with his best friend and girl back home and not being shot at by the unseen. They're everywhere, man. You'll end up doing smack like all the high school quarterbacks who think they're John Wayne, stealing shit off of dead bodies just so they can get high again. Or you'll end up in what we call the queer club. Guys who'll sleep with everything in sight because they don't know if they'll ever see a woman again. And if you're lucky, you'll keep your shit together enough so you can watch yourself decay into some fucking animal who likes killing. An animal that likes putting a bullet through somebody's skull. Anybody. You come over here, and I will shoot you the minute you get off this plane. You stay at home and watch over Mom. Do what your older brother says. Love, Frank.
Ken Burns Vietnam, coming Wednesdays in August on PBS.
Our name. This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.